Can you think of any other questions?
No, that's the only weird I ever heard received. When it says three, it means get on out of the way.
What about the sheep? Did you have any special call for them?
No, you just call them and say sheep, sheep, sheep. And that's the wrong thing.
How about the chickens?
Yeah, chick, chick, chick.
Mm-hmm. Did you have anything different before when you were going to feed them or anything? Or just...
No, yes, they go out there and say, chicky, chicky. Mm-hmm. And throw some feed out to them, they come on out.
All right, what about if you wanted to get the horses ready to go somewhere? You'd say, I'm
going
to have to go out and do what
for
horse?
I've got to go out and bridle my horse and saddle my horse up.
What about if there are several horses, what would you do to them to hook them up to the buggy? Would you put them in anything special to hook them all together?
Yes, I'm going to do what now?
Like, say you were going to put two horses together, maybe. Is there anything special you would put around them or put them in?
Oh, yeah, they have harness you put on them. Yeah, put the bridle in there, and the shoulder pads on, and they call it the harness on. Yeah. And that gets them going.
What about when you're driving a horse, what do you hold in your hands?
His lines run from your hand, to his mouth bits.
Is that what you use to guide him?
Yeah, that's what you use to guide him with.
And what do you put your feet in?
When you're in a buggy?
No, when you're riding a horse.
You call them strips. On the side.
If you had two horses, say, pulling a buggy, did you have a special name for the horse on the left?
Well, not particular. I mean, you called him whatever his name was. Mm-hmm. His name was somewhere. Whatever his name was, you call him, and he used your bed.
Did you have a stronger horse on one side or the other, anything like that?
Yes, the strong horse was a bit on the off side, I believe. Up there on the right hand side. Okay. In some cases, the former put the strong horse on the left hand side. And the other one on there. Just call the hide the farmer and decide how you want to hit him up.
If you were trying to kill somebody where something was, and if something's not right near at hand, you say it's just a little.
Just a little distance over there.
Any other way?
Or just a short distance over there.
If you've been traveling and have not finished your journey, you might say that you had a before dark. You're trying to tell somebody you weren't close to where you were going. You say, I have to have
a still one, or maybe a little one, something like that.
And if you're trying to tell them where you're going is not close by, you'd say it's a.
Good for one.
If the place you were going is not close by, uh-huh. They said, oh, it's surrounded by black cars, you might say, no, I really can't do that. I've got a
long ways to go.
If something is very ordinary and common, and you don't have to look for it in a special place, you would say that you can find that just about
anywhere.
Okay. Going back to the farm again, what do you call those trenches cut by a plow?
Ditch.
If you had a good yield, you might say we raised a big
corn crop, wheat crop, tobacco crop.
If you got rid of all the brush and trees on the land, you'd say you did what?
Clean up my land.
What do you call the old dry dead grass that is left over on the ground in the spring? Maybe